Welcome to See You at the Show. We are here once again, broadcasting via Zoom, remotely, trying to take advantage of the technology that we can to keep the information about the CU Theater scene alive. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here, as always, with my co-host,
Linda Evans. And I feel like we're 2 years into this whole shelter-in-place thing, but I guess we're only a few months. So today, we have Emmeline Johnson, who we've had on before.
And hello.
Hi, Emmeline.
Welcome. Oh, great to have you.
It's great to be here virtually.
So when we realized at the station that we weren't going to be able to do shows in person for a while, I reached out to some directors and who had submitted plays for the summer. And one of the people who were submitting for the summer was Emmeline. So Emmeline decided to take the ball and run with it. And what did you decide to do?
Well, you sent me a message asking just if there were any ideas. I think you had a bit of a focus on Shakespeare in the message because I'm very interested in that myself. And so the prototype of the whole out of context idea was first just supposed to be about like monologues and Shakespeare. But I kind of shifted that because there's the whole sofa Shakespeare that's become kind of a giant thing among the theater community online. And I wanted to open it up more to give more options for people in the other artistic communities besides just theater itself that aren't really getting to express themselves as much as they'd like. So what Out of Context turned into was taking theater as inspiration and creating something entirely new for this new kind of platform that we have to work with.
Right, so your project is called Out of Context, and we've posted things on the Facebook page for the station, and all the station, it's gone out in a mass email to the station members. Have you received any? So it's just a call for people to reimagine some piece of theater in a new way.
Yeah, and we've received several emails of people interested in hearing more about it. Basically, the idea is you take something from theater. It can be as small as a single line in a play or as big as an overarching theme that runs through the entire genre of that play, like murder in revenge tragedies or star-crossed lovers as a theme, or you can hone in on just like one line in a song as your inspiration. And then you take that and you reimagine it. So with the interest we've gotten so far, I've seen people asking if they can paint a picture that describes something from a show. We've had songs, both original and people just singing songs from a musical that they really like that's helping them get through everything right now. A lot of people have declared interest in writing a short play based off of a different play, and then just your general people wanting to do monologues, people wanting to act and have it be seen.
Right, that's great. So when do you think that we might see the first installment from Out of Context? Is it too soon?
I don't think it's too soon. I would say you can expect them to be staggered because there's the obvious delay between a call to submit things and the things being submitted because people want to think about it and sure. Really create something they're proud of. So it might take a few tries for them to get it right. Mm-hmm. We have received a submission already. And the process for that is something along the lines of it'll have to be reviewed by a representative of the station theater to make sure that it meets their expectations before being posted. So there's kind of like a two-step authentication process right. To the submissions. But if by chance there are any that don't make it through, anyone who submits would be contacted to have it explained to them why. And there's measures in place to assist people, give them feedback, help them really hone their submissions if that's something they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you think you'll submit something yourself or?
Oh, I've been thinking about it, but I'm really camera shy specifically, which is why I really like in-person theater so much, because chances are it's normally not recorded, or if it is, it's just for the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about trying to put something together, but really organizing this and then prepping for my move have kind of been stealing a lot of my focus, so it's a bit hard to try to figure something out.
Can you tell us a little bit about your move? You're going to LA area?
Yes, I'll hopefully in 2 months, unless my car gets hit by lightning and my house crumbles, then I'll be in the Santa Monica area right before August.
Are you hoping to do something in the acting world out there?
I've reached out to a few comedy internships, which I'm really excited for, and I've been in contact with people about stuff like that, not really as a job or anything, but as a sort of like hobby unpaid internship.
Nice.
And what is your background in theater? What is your and what is some of your experience that you've had locally?
Well, I started theater my sophomore year of high school and then just never stopped. But my early experience was mostly in musicals and in set design and building versus actual acting or directing. When I went to college, I primarily did Shakespeare at U of I for several years. And it wasn't until I auditioned for Taming of the Shrew at the station that I started getting involved with that. And since then, I've just kind of been trying to act in anything I can get into at Parkland and at the station. And it's been a really fun time. The community is heartwarming and so welcoming. And that's also why I wanted to do Out of Context, because I hate the idea of all of these people who the station theater brings together having to drift apart through no choice of their own.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we appreciate you putting in the effort to try to keep the community together, even though you have a move coming up and everything else. That's a lot to take on, and you have a full-time job right now, and that's a lot. So we really appreciate that, and we're going to miss you in the community. But I hope that's one of the nice things, if there can be a nice thing coming out of the pandemic, is that just because you move, if you have time, we'll always, you know, welcome you to do something remotely. We would love to have you still involved in some way. So I think we have a feeling that we can do this remotely now that we've had to do it. So
yeah, any director who wants me in a thing, just Skype me in. I'll be there.
Awesome.
And you had hoped to direct this summer, right? Did you submit to the station?
Yes, I did. I, to be honest, didn't fully expect my submission to make it through, mostly because I submitted a very old Englishy play called The Merry Devil of Edmonton. Not very popular, not very name dry, but I wanted to submit something, and it was on my mind for a few months, that play in particular. So it just felt like this was the one that I had to do.
And what was the draw of that play? I've never heard of it.
Ironically, the reason that I was submitting it, that play in particular, was because I really wanted to focus on the bonds between the characters. The friendships and relationships developed throughout that play felt very much to me like the way that the community around the station theater developed. Or at least in my perspective, how I integrated into it, that sort of welcoming feeling that just permeated everything, that comfortable just being with your friends vibe that I got from the show was indicative of the station to me, which is why I wanted to do it there.
What is the general plot of the play?
It's a bit confusing to explain, but it makes more sense when you're watching it. There's a young girl who is getting married to the equivalent of a high school sweetheart in their times. They've thought they'd get married forever. They're in love. But his family loses financial status. And so her dad decides that he will engage her to a different guy, but that guy's actually friends with them and then plots their elopement, if that's a word, and helps them get married in secret behind his back. The confusing part is that it's all sort of framed by this guy who's a magician and makes a deal with the devil to do magic, but he only uses the magic in very mundane ways to help his friends get married.
It sounds fun. I wish that you could have done it.
That it sounds tricky to envision that in kind of the Zoom format, but did you contemplate at all whether that show would have worked to do in some sort of a streaming sort of way?
I haven't really thought about it, just because my perspective and the way that I wanted to direct that play focused a lot on the closeness, the physicality of the characters that I don't think would come across so well in Zoom. But I do think that there is merit in thinking about, say I used that play as my inspiration, I could write a short Zoom play about a Zoom chat between the friends talking about how they're going to help the two main characters elope. That could be a little fun side thing to kind of draw off of it, but I don't think I could do the whole play in a Zoom format.
Well, when you were telling that story, I kind of thought about, I thought of Emma and Clueless as kind of example of something, like that's an example of some, like Clueless was an out of context rewriting of Emma, right? Would you?
Yeah.
That's kind of, and so when you were describing your play, I thought of the exact same thing. I thought that could be done differently, contemporarily, and maybe more simplified, leaving out the magician perhaps, in a way that would work for Zoom. So,
I could never leave out the magician. I love him way too much. He's so fun. He starts off the show tying a demon to a chair. You can't cut that out. But yeah, there's a lot of kind of out of context reimaginings of older shows, like the Jane Austen shows. Pride and Prejudice has been redone 1,000 times. Shakespeare in any context at this point has been constantly reworked and is still able to be reworked over and over again. So this project is just doing that and not caring if you're doing it with something that was made last year versus something that was made 100 years ago.
All right, so Linda hinted at it earlier when she asked like when you're gonna start releasing or unveiling some of these works, but is your idea that it will be kind of promoted in some way, like tune in at 7 o'clock on Sunday because Out of Context is going to be released? Or is it just gonna be done like, hey, check out this website, there's Out of Context content now on it?
I kind of imagine it as more of something that maybe once or twice a week on the station Facebook page and website, a new submission is posted, kind of just helping the station stay relevant online right now, instead of having like a bundle of it done and thrown up somewhere for people to go tune into. Mostly because I think that that sort of limits the type of submissions that really get drawn that way. Not all the submissions are going to be videos. Like I said earlier, we have a lot of people who want to paint or draw regarding it. And so those would be kind of awkward to fit in that format. Not even accounting for the lack of cohesiveness between the types of submissions. Some people might do something funny, some people might take it a bit more seriously. And trying to mesh those together, I feel like, could kind of create a disconnect. Plus, a big draw of this project for me was taking artists and kind of highlighting them, because this is stuff that anyone can just post on their own Facebook page that they're doing it. I've been seeing people do that a lot with paintings, with drag makeup and stuff for the community, people just sharing how they're expressing themselves. This was more to take what they're doing for that, give them a focused point for it, the theater kind of mainframe that they're pulling from, and then giving them a place to post that up instead of just sharing it with their immediate friends.
Right. I'm hoping that also it'll be a way for people who've never been involved at the station to maybe dip their toe in and become part of the community. So I don't know if you've had any submissions or contact from anyone outside of the station, but I hope that we reach people.
I've had a few emails from people who I don't personally recognize. Some people emailing saying that their parents have been involved with the station for a long time, but they themselves maybe haven't yet. And authors and people who are just getting to the university and everything, and so they didn't really have the opportunity yet, or they didn't find it yet.
Yeah, that's great.
Those types of people submitting, which seems really cool, and I'm really excited to see what they make.
So if people want to get involved, they can either go to the Station Theater Facebook page, or how else can they get in contact with you?
The best way is to email theateroutofcontext@gmail.com, and that's theater with an E-R, not an R-E, just because I want to make sure if someone's just listening to this that they know the right. Correct thing. No spaces in that, they can probably expect to hear back within 24 hours. We've been getting back to everyone pretty quickly.
Great.
Okay. And of course, we'll put both that email address and a link to other information about the project on our See You at the Show Facebook page. So any listeners, tune in then. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking to Emmeline Johnson about her plans. I guess you're producing this. Would you call yourself a producer or a creator? Or how are you holding yourself out?
I would say that I am the equivalent of a virtual stage manager for the project. Okay. There really isn't much to do with that, but I'm also acting as a stand-in director if people want that. We have the option for anyone who wants to submit, and maybe they don't feel sure of what they want to submit, or they want some pointers or some feedback on what they're doing. They have the option to do a one-on-one video chat with someone, and that person is more than likely going to be me.
Okay, and so this project is called Out of Context, and we're looking for people in the community to get involved in a creative way of reimagining something pertaining to a theater show in a new way. And, do you have any examples that you want to either specifically or generally talk about to give, like, if someone were saying, like, wow, I wonder what that would be like, what are some of the things that you either have received or have contemplated you would receive?
Well, I know I was told one submission that might be on the way. Someone painted a character from a show that they did. It was like one of the first shows that they were in. And so they wanted to paint their character from that time just to kind of relive it and remember it. So that's a type of submission. There's a lot that I've personally speculated, like instead of doing a dialogue with someone from a play, maybe just talking to my cat and videotaping that, because she is very vocal when I talk to her, and I think she would make a great dialogue partner. There's also one that I really liked the idea of that someone emailed about was doing stand-up comedy relating to a theater show. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of someone picking a show and deciding to do like a tight 5 minutes of just making fun of the characters from that show and why they're written the way they are. I really like that idea. Other than that, just songs and anything that feels expressive and original are my favorite ideas. I'm all for people just doing a monologue if they just want to do a monologue, but taking it and doing it in a different way is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I can't wait to see the first submissions that you get in, and I'm so excited that you're spearheading this project. It's great.
I'll probably be able to even do it when I move, if it's still going on, because managing the emails and submissions is not something that I have to be physically present for.
Great. That's great. I'm glad that you're willing to do that. That'll be awesome. We're see you at the shows also hopefully going to have some content soon. And we're hoping that you'll be involved in that too. We have, do you want to talk about it, Eric?
Well, I think we should talk about it, Linda. Because we have, well, you know, it's easy to talk about things. And that's one of, I guess, you and I now, we've been doing our show for a long time, but in this COVID era where we've been highlighting other people and other groups that are coming up with creative ways of keeping content alive. And that's why Emmeline's on today. That's what Out of Context is all about. Last week, we talked about what the IMC is doing with their weekly show. And we gave great kudos to them, as we are to Emmeline, for actually doing something. And so finally, I think you and I are in a position to say we're actually going to do something instead of just talkers and imaginers. And so, yes, we have formed or in the process of forming a group of the See You at the Show players, which is a group of actors in the community from which we are going to use as a pool for talent to bring shows to the community by virtual means. And we've actually gone and now we have acquired rights to actual short plays. We are going to assign directors. We are going to have auditions. We are going to have productions of plays. And it is, can you see goosebumps on the radio? I got goosebumps. So you think we can really pull this off?
Yeah. We've got a great group of people so far. So I think, and of course we haven't told them what they're doing. We just asked them to be involved.
Yeah, this is my first time hearing about it, but I already joined the group.
I know. Yeah. I know. So but that's where we're going with that. That's why we started the Facebook group. So hopefully we'll have some content soon.
This may not work that well. And we've tuned in. We've been exploring as much as we can what other theater groups are doing and just other creative people are doing. We know that Jackie Lowenstein and Class Act had tremendous success with her attempts to do a virtual musical production. And we've also tuned into other theaters that tried to do live musicals that didn't particularly go well. But the fact is that it's people want to take chances. And Out of Context is taking a chance. I think anybody who does something that people haven't done before is taking a chance. And I think it's not about guaranteeing success. It's about stepping onto the stage and seeing what happens. That's what I think is the best thing about theater. And so we've got a little stage put together now, and it's time to throw the lights on, right? See what happens.
Right. Theater's all about taking chances. So
I've never directed anything before, and I'm going to direct one of these first three shows. I'm just saying it. I'm directing.
Do you have them picked already?
Yes.
Yeah. We have three shows. We've got licensing rights, and you know, this is to some degree a teaser. We were not going to say more now, but I think that It is really happening. So Emmeline, we want you to stay tuned. I think you would be, you know, you're a great actress. We've seen you before in Peter and the Starcatcher, The Moors. What else have you been in?
Oh, well, that you could have seen.
The community.
I was in The Servant of Two Masters at Parkland.
Yeah.
And before that, just a lot of Shakespeare.
So maybe See You at the Show instead of Champaign Urbana will be Community Universal at the Show or something.
I know, well, See You at the Virtual Show.
Right, right. Or Virtual See You.
I'm like, did that be COVID? No, it shouldn't be COVID.
we need to figure it. Josie was trying to figure out new titles for our show too. I don't know. That's a thing today.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just open a poll for your viewers. Let them decide what you should call your show.
oh my God, and give up control? Are you insane?
Well, no, I mean, you can veto it if you don't like any of the options. Yeah. I just think that's a fun interactive thing for your audience.
We always love interaction with our audience, and we love to hear comments and critiques or whatever. So please send us messages, comments. Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of them based on if this is the first time you're mentioning doing these shows, you're probably going to get an influx of comments.
Well, we welcome them. The See You at the Show Facebook page is our primary means of interacting with our audience, and it's the primary way that we promote things. We also have seeyouattheshow.com, which we try to keep updated as much as we can. We're going to put up information about your great inspiration out of context, and we can't wait until content starts coming out, and we will work with the station to co-promote all of that. And I think it's just wonderful that you're giving people an opportunity to both express their creativity, and in the case of performers, to perform, and that you're also offering yourself up as a collaborator. I'm just really impressed, and I think that's part of the reason Linda and I kind of been kicked into gear to do something ourselves, because it's so impressive that you've taken the reins of this thing and made something really, really cool.
Yeah, we're inspired. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Does your thing have a name?
Wow. Well, it's
sorry to put you on the spot like that.
You know, it doesn't. But our thing
Parker
is,
cut this. Yeah,
our thing needs a name.
He cuts everything.
I think it's fine to say express one's own failures and weaknesses. But we have, you know, I think the forming of the See You at the Show Players Group is exciting to me. And I think, and it seems based on the reception over the past 24 hours has been very positive. And I think that now on the heels of the airing of this show, we are going to broaden our publicity of what we intend to do. And that does need a name. You're right. And I think with even out of context, that went through some evolution of name and scope, and our production probably will too. We intend this just to be a jumping off point to see how things work. We anticipate this will be our first show. Will be three plays from the same playwright, all of about 8 to 12 minutes in length, all via Zoom. And I don't know. I think we need it. The event itself will be singular, but it also should be something that we can expand upon with further works. It's not designed to be a one show and out kind of thing.
Yeah. So, well, to be fair, Out of Context didn't have its final name until the day before we had to post stuff about it. So
right.
I think it's fair to say you have time.
All right. So our listeners should do the following. They should be creative. They should be brave. They should go to the See You at the Show Facebook page or the Station Theater Facebook page and get information on Out of Context, MLN Johnson's project to bring alternative expressions of theatrical pieces, works into this crazy distanced virtual streaming time that we've got, and just make some content, right?
Right, and stay safe, protect each other, and still connect even though we can't really be together.
Yeah. All right, well, Emily, thank you for joining us at See You at the Show, and we can't wait to see what happens with Out of Context, and we wish you the best of luck as you continue your adventures here, California, and beyond.
Thank you so much. It was great being here.
All right. Thanks.
You're listening to us on WEFT Champaign Community Radio for East Central Illinois, 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org and radiofreeamerica.com.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign.